Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Yudalet. The Gemara, among the Yurches Gezeris, brings the Hayadayim. And the Gemara says on Daf Yudalet, towards the bottom of Amar Aleph, Mipneish Hayadayim Askani Yaseim. The reason why Chazal made a Gzeira of Tumas Yadayim is because Yadayim are Askani Yaseim. What does that mean? If you take a look in Rashi, the Brahmaskal Askani Yaseim, Rashi says, V'noigim Mibisara, a person's hands touch his basar, v'machim tinefes, they touch places that have dirt. U'gnai l'truma b'kach, v'nim eses lo'ech leho, k'shenegei abob yadayim b'su'ovois. It's a gnai, it's a bizoy for the truma, and it's nim eses to those that eat the truma, when they touch the truma with dirty hands. That's Rashi's pshat. Then Rashi brings Rabbi Seinu Mepharshim, that chashinon shema nogu yadov b'toma, v'nitma. We're not concerned, like Rashi himself says, that your person's hands are going to be dirty. Rather, we're cheshish that the person's hands touched something that's tameh, and then he's going to go ahead and touch the truma. The truma is going to become tameh. Memela, we make him wash his hands before he eats truma. Rashi asks three questions. First of all, Mkei necha shema noga ba'ava tuma, v'nimtza rishon v'yitamena. Why are we concerned that maybe the person touched an ava tuma? Then his hands will be a rishon l'tumah. And we know the halacha is that yadayim are all shniyos. Yadayim is a sheni. One question. V'oid, a second question. Ma'ishna yadayim l'chudayu b'chol gufay nigzar l'fsal truma. Shama nogu yadov b'tumah v'nitma kol gufay. Why are we only concerned that we're metama his hands and not metama his whole guf? Why don't we make a gzera that he should passel truma because since his hands touched tumah, his whole guf became tumah? Question number two. Question number three, va'aid, le'tesagi l'hu b'netila, ela b'tfila. Since we should be concerned that his whole guf became tamei, he shouldn't be able just to do a netila. Netila sedayim shouldn't be enough. He should have to do a full tfila in order to eat truma. The Prima Gadim, in his Psicha to Hilchis Netila Sedayim, writes that the Rabbi Seinu held that we're not concerned that the Kehanim were metame their whole guf. Because he says, we know that Kehanim has rizim him, that they shouldn't be metame their guf, which is going to be a Isser Midei Raisa, to eat truma. Rather, we're concerned that maybe they touched, their hands touched a tuma that only are metame yadayim, araperek. There's a whole list of different things that are only metame the yadayim. Because that, not all Kehanim know about, and there we needed a special takana. If you look in the Bira Halacha, in Simen Kuf Samachay, he wants to be toila in a situation where a person touched a makim metunif in the middle of the Suda, and this machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Seinu. Besides for the Rabbi Seinu, who say that the reason why a person has to wash his hands before he eats truma is because we're chayish for tuma, the Rambam says this in Pirish Mishnayis at the end of Zavim, and in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Taharis Halacha Ches, and the Rabbeinu Chananel says this. But the Bira Halacha says that according to Rashi, you would need a bracha. Because the whole reason why we wash our hands today and make a bracha is because of srach truma. The ikra tam, even though we're not eating truma, we're eating chulin. The Chazal will gezer that we have to act with chulin the same way you have to act with truma. And since that's the primary reason why we wash our hands, so therefore, if a person is going to touch a makim metunif in the middle of the Suda, his hands are going to be dirty. And the same reason why he had a chiyuv to wash his hands before the Suda, he'll have the same chiyuv to wash his hands again. But according to the Rabbeisav of Rashi, and according to the Rambam, you certainly would not need a bracha in this situation. Because the whole reason why we will mechayiv you to wash your hands and make a bracha at the beginning of the Suda was because perhaps he touched tuma. So if he knows for sure that he was nizar from touching tuma and he only touched a makim metunif in the middle of the Suda, he definitely is not going to have to make a bracha. But then he continues and says that it's not so simple to say that it's a direct kliya, that the reason why, or the Rishonim that said that by truma, the reason why you had to wash your hands was because of tuma, wouldn't hold that by chulin, you'd have to wash your hands because of tinoifes. And he ends up saying that definitely, if you want to be samech on the Shulchan Aruch in this case, that says that when you touch something, a makam atunah, if in the middle of the Suda, you should make another bracha, there's definitely a yesh al milas maich. And in that same year, halacha, he brings another discussion that's directly related to our Gemara, and that's the inyan of touching Kisvei HaKodesh in the middle of a Suda. One of the gzeiros that the Gemara discusses over here, and it's a discussion if it's one of the Yurches or it's a separate one, is the halacha that if someone touches a Sefer Torah, perhaps even all Kisvei HaKodesh, that it's Matame the Yadayim. And the Gemara discusses which one were they misakin first. Were they misakin the actual Tumah of the Yadayim, or were they misakin the halacha that if you touch a Sefer Torah, then your hands are going to become tummy. The Gemara says it has to be that they will misakin first the halacha that if you touch a Sefer Torah, your hands will become tummy. Because if they already had a gzera, that your hands are always tummy, where is it necessary to be misakin that if you touch Kisvei HaKodesh, your hands are going to be tummy? And if you look in Taisvis, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the top Taisvis, Taisvis asks, why is it so pashut to the Gemara that if there would have been misakin first, that a person's hands are tummy, that it wouldn't be necessary at all to have a takana for Sfarim? Taisvis asks, I have a nafkamina. If somebody washed his hands for a Suda, and immediately after the Netila, he wasn't Misiach Das, and then he touched the Sefer, we should need a takana to say that his hands are going to be tummy because of the halacha of Raparnach, which is the Makar for this halacha of touching Sfarim, that your hands become tummy. And Taisvis answers, because with this small chance of a case is a David Leshchicha, and we're not going to be geyser over there. But Taisus ends off that since Lemaisa Chazal were geyser, the Gzeira Machma Sefer Bereisha, even though today, after they were geyser, the Gzeira on Yadayim, it doesn't seem to be Negeya, the actual din of Tuma by a Sefer, Taisus says it will be Negeya in this situation. If a person touches immediately after Netila, he touches a Sefer, then he's going to have to wash his hands again. Shalai Chilku. Meaning, even though Chazal initially wouldn't have made the gzera that if a person touches a Sefer after Netila, then his hands should become Tamei, because it's a Milsud L'Shchicha, but if that happens today, he's going to have to wash his hands again. Now, in that Bir Halacha that we mentioned previously, the Bir Halacha brings the Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam says that someone who touches in the middle of the Suda, a Sefer Torah, or Tefillin, or the Ritzuis, that are with the Tefillin, or Megillah, the halacha is he has to wash his hands because these are all Metame Yadayim. But he says, I haven't found this din in the Paiskim, so therefore he should wash his hands without a bracha. The Bir Halacha says, Alini has died, the ain't dvar of Mechrach and Klal. Because on Shabbos Daf Yadalid, it says that there were geyser two gzeiros. First, there were geyser in a tila for Truma just on Yadayim that are boy a Machma Sefer, because it's usher to hold on to a Sefer Torah Arum. Therefore, they were geyser and made a knas that if you touch Truma afterwards, you're going to pass the Truma. And then they made the gzera on all Stam Yodayim because Yodayim are Askani Yosein. And Tosfos says that the first gzera still exists in this situation where a person touched a Sefer after he washed his hands. He's still going to have to wash his hands again because of the gzera of touching a Sefer. So the Bir Halacha says, I don't know why the Chaya Adam says that he can't find the Makar for this Halacha. However, the Bir Halacha says it's possible that this whole gezeira was only for Truma. Because the whole sugi here is discussing Truma. And we don't find the Chazal were ever geyser to pasul chulin from somebody who touched a Sefer Torah. So therefore, the Chaya Adam says he doesn't have a makar to say that somebody who touched any one of these Kisvei HaKodesh after he washed for Netilas Sedayim, Hayoim, that were only discussing chulin, there's no makar to say that he's going to have to make another bracha. Have a wonderful day.